This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today. You have consciously and conscientiously tuned into The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y. S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore here in Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And we have a remarkably powerful, wonderful show for you today. Matter of fact, the only reason that you tuned in to The Joy of Living is because you care most about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. You care about you the most of anybody in the world, and that's fine. Because when you're the best you possible, you bring benefit to the world. You build bridges. You create harmony. You are an asset to the world. We live here and we talk about on this show about the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has a purpose. And the result of that is you can go mad. And in this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. One of the ways you do that is by unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. And we're going to be doing that throughout the show. And we have with us today one of the more remarkably beautiful channels of goodness that is walking this earth in a physical form. But you'll be meeting her in just a bit. So stay tuned, because it's all about becoming the best you possible. And you are right now joining 263,917 people around the world through this magical, mystical, almost unbelievable platform called Internet Radio, hosted by K4HD.com. K4HD.com, you can find us on the web and send in questions, and we're happy to talk about and answer them. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, which you don't want to do, and you want to listen again, which you do want to do, and you want to share this with five people, because that will be over a million people listening, and you certainly want to do that, you want to go to BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y. S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, and you can hear this again. You can share it with other people, with your family, with your friends, and especially with people who are not your friends, or you think that you don't like, or they don't like you, because when you share, you're building a bridge, you're creating harmony. When you create harmony, you create more goodness in the world. So let's begin, as I said, with unlocking the power and the secrets of ordinary words and terms. One of the most common in the world today is www. If you ask anybody what it means, they'll tell you, of course, it stands for something to do with the internet. And factually, that is correct. But in our world, www stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, What a Wonderful World. And what, of course, is a word, W-H-A-T-A, What a Wonderful World. And a tip of the hat to that wonderful, amazing Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go worldwide and touch tens and hundreds of millions of people with What a Wonderful World. And when you hear those words and think of that song, right away you smile. And SMILE is one of the most important acronyms that you'll ever learn and internalize, because SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I've had people tell me, well, Mr. Shore, I've been up already for hours. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Well, yes. Well, hello. Millions of people on the planet didn't get up this morning. Oh, yes, that's a miracle. Are you listening? Are you hearing this right now? That's a miracle. Do you have the ability to walk, to talk? Those are miracles, especially if you have clean water. That's miraculous. Seeing miracles in life every day, that's a wow. And wow, of course, is a great acronym. Words of wisdom. Because when you hear the right kinds of words, they touch your very being and enable you to begin to create the kind of world that you want to live in. And CREATE is also an acronym that stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you create the world that you want to live in by being the kind of person you want to be, filled with joy, happiness, peace, and love, that's what you create. Now, I do have to warn you in advance, and I will tell this for our guest, that your humble host does use four-letter F-U word. And I use it constantly, or continually, not constantly, but continually throughout the show. I use it liberally. And one of the reasons I do is because it's fun. Well, right away, there it is, fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun, everybody, F-U. So when you get off the show later and you see your family or your friends and you look at them with a big smile on your face, remember what smile stands for, and a twinkle in your eye, you say, F-U, everybody, and quickly add N-N. Remember to do that. And they say, what are you talking about? That's how you spell fun. Well, isn't it only three letters, Mr. Shore? Not the way I spell it. F-U, capital N, capital N. Because when you begin to have fun in life, then you can begin to experience joy. Now, one of the greatest ways to experience joy in this life is to understand the two most productive words in the English language. And those two words are thank you. Thank itself is one of the most important acronyms that you'll ever learn. And I urge you to remember it, internalize it. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Why? Because everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind. Always. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I think he's written also, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Learn to say thank you consciously and conscientiously at least three times a day to consider yourself human. Someone brought you a cup of coffee, even if you paid for it. Thank you. Someone opened the door for you. Thank you. Someone didn't open the door for you. Thank you. Someone cut you off in traffic. Thank you. You got up in the middle of the night. You stubbed your toe. You're about to say, thank you. Yes, consciously and conscientiously, the two most productive words in the English language. Thank you. Now, we're going to say a big thanks to one of the most remarkable people that I've had the pleasure of interacting with over the past few years. This is an amazing being who is not only an author and a doctor, by the way, trained at some of the greatest universities in the United States of America, which means the world, Ivy League trained at Harvard and others, medical researcher, international speaker, the founder of the Soul Access Meditations Movement, which call affectionately Sam. Yes, but her name is not Sam. And I'm going to ask Dr. Vijay Nair if she would be kind enough to do a big, quick hello to 263,917 people around the world. She'll say a big hello, and then we'll embrace her and ask her some questions, and you are going to learn a lot. Hello, wonderful Dr. V.
Hello, Barry, and everybody listening in. I'm so happy to be here. What a wonderful welcome.
Well, thank you.
Suddenly brings a smile and joy and fun.
Thank you, Dr. Vijaya. And as we say in my world, F you.
NNN. That's so great. I mean, that's such an important word, joy and fun. And I just can't wait for you to ask me any question that you want.
Well, let's start with something that's really fundamental, only to lay down bona fides, because people like that. And I know who you are and where you come from and what, but let's just do a quick background in terms of your training, because when we start now journeying into the meditative part and the soul accessing part of life, I want everybody to understand that we're doing it from the most fundamental, put your fingers deep into the earth and turn it over, research such. So please give us a little bit of your background.
Sure. The accent that you're hearing indicates that I'm from Singapore, an island state. Now I know it's, I just heard it. It's 5 million people, but when I was around, it was a couple of million folks less than that, of all different faiths, multi-religious, ethnic backgrounds, Chinese, Indians, Malays, and Westerners. And we come under a British system, so the schooling is all in English, and one of your mother tongue, the different ethnic groups, you know, we all have our religions and our languages. So it's a very harmonious network, and I grew up with a lot of kindness. And so I completed my medical school, and then I worked as a psychiatrist in different hospital postings. And I ended up in psychiatry because I was very, very intrigued from very early on about mental health. And what is it that makes a person happy? What is it that makes them unhappy and having mental illness? So I researched it, and I happened to be running some of the most chronic wards or patients, thousands of people locked up. If you can imagine that at a glance, and it's like, how do I get them out of the hospital and still functioning and well in the community? So I went to applied and got into Harvard and medical school to do my postdoctoral. And
by the way, let me just do a quick interruption here. When, see, Dr. Nair says it so glibly and wonderfully, but I just want everybody to understand, because we have an international audience, actually a number of thousands of people listening from Singapore at this very moment. When she said she applied, she got into Harvard, she means H-A-R-V-A-R-D, Harvard University in the city of Cambridge in the state of Massachusetts, one of the most prestigious universities in the entire world. We're not talking about just a place called Harvard. This is the top in the world. So not only is Dr. Nair giving us information from a personal point of view, but a woman who has worked in the field of psychiatry at the highest possible levels, and touching my heart, I must tell you very deeply, when you said it so beautifully of, imagine thousands of people locked up, unhappy, and what she is driven for is to find the key or the keys to unlock those doors and those bars that keep people from being happy. So I just wanted to put in perspective, everybody, that she is coming from the most prestigious places in the world, helping every single one of us to be better. Please, thank you. Continue.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry. That was so heartfelt. And not many psychiatrists you speak with will talk in those languages and that with those words. But I was intrigued. I said, you know, what's the difference? How can we get people functioning again, productive again, be happy again, back into their families? Because you know that there is a huge stigma to have mental illness or to have someone in the family with mental illness. And most families, you know, they can't cope. And so I was determined to find out a way. And I heard about Harvard, and I heard about, you know, but nobody in my hospital had gone to Harvard. So I relentlessly pursued it because I had a bigger vision in my heart to help, to help bring about a solution to this huge problem. And true enough, a year and a half later, I land in the city of Boston with my three children, young children, and my husband was coming at that time to and fro. And but I thought I went there to harvest, to learn about how to bring about, you know, the services or the necessary mindset of mental health professionals to bring people out functioning again. And but I also learned the state of the art meditation practices. I never thought I was going there for that, but the universe had a different idea, because the spirit of everyone is alive. It's alive. How do you reach the spirit of a person who's either chronically mentally ill or don't want to come out and have been like severely, like, you know, damaged or abused, or, you know, they're really psychotic. They're in a prison of their own making, which is 100 million times worse than any prison that you see made on the planet. So it started off a journey both into the spiritual and both into psychological. And I thought for a long, long time, my God, the two is not going to mix. I mean, we did not have spiritual laws or psychological laws that explored the spirit of the person in psychiatry or psychology. So here I was doing both, and then I was applying it. Thank God I had very enlightened people at Harvard, the medical center where I trained, and I could use both. And there was a rebound effect of people getting well as a result of being happy. And that was like unthinkable. So fast forwarded, I finished my postdoctoral fellowship a year down the road. And then I'm going back to Singapore to finish my bond. And I'm starting to work there. And we are getting, for the first year, hundreds of people out in the community, because now I have the training. And as a result of that, doing more work in that area, I said, wait a minute, I must be missing something. You've got to get this. We're getting people out, and they're staying well outside in the community, back to their families or starting families of their own. And yet I'm thinking there's something missing. I'm not getting something. So I you know, 2 years, my husband at that time had the opportunity to go to New York, and I applied for Columbia University. Now, remember, I have three children, but I'm so passionate. I said, there's something missing. And I'm going to Columbia. I'm learning in all the different subjects and practicing there and into the mentally ill and how to do psychosocial rehabilitation. And again, beautiful teachers are coming into my life, both from the epidemiology, both from that medical research and from the psychiatry, psychology fields, but also in spirituality. And then I realized that, you know, I'm doing spiritual, psychological work with the administrators, with the nurses, with the doctors, with the students. And there's a huge cry for connecting with our souls. And again, it's the subject of the mind. What's happening there? And fast forwarded a couple of years down the road, I fall very, very ill. And I'm bleeding profusely. And at that time,
I need to interrupt you for a moment. One second. I just want to put back in perspective, because the story is so compelling. I just want to give it a little bit of texture. You were able to, at Harvard, do your research and find that which was unexpected, which was the blending of both the spiritual and the highly researched medical. Is that correct? That was at Harvard.
Correct.
You brought that back to Singapore. You applied those techniques and they worked. You were helping literally free hundreds of people imprisoned in their own situations back into the community. You now applied. Here's a mother, by the way, a wife, a mother of three children, working full time. She applied to another program in the United States. Remember, Singapore and the United States are not next door to each other. I'm just, hello, pointing that out for people who are geographically challenged. She applies to Columbia, is accepted into another postdoctoral program, and again finds that the spiritual element and the pure medical element not only are not oil and water, but they blend together to create a new potion which is potent, powerful, and purposeful, and pleasant, and beneficial. Is that all correct?
Well, to some extent, And then the real lessons come in when I was already researching. They wanted me to do research at Columbia on integrative medicine. What are the approaches? Because they knew I had an interest in integrative medicine, psychosocial and psychological principles and spiritual principles. And I had shown an interest in herbal supplements and what could help the life of someone besides the mentally ill, the seriously mentally ill, which was my passion, the seriously physically ill, people with cancer and autoimmune disorders, how can we bring them back to be fully functioning? And the element of spiritual, psychological realms was not touched on by psychiatry at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that we had something missing. But and then I fell ill. I was diagnosed to have, it was a query at that time, you're trying cancer. You must have a blood cancer because you are bleeding, they told me, the doctor, six doctors, bleeding profusely for months and months and months on end.
Wait a minute. But you're a doctor. Didn't notice it. Other doctors noticed it and told you, and now we're trying to find the reason why. But you're bleeding profusely internally.
Yes. Internally and externally from a uterine sort of uterus, you know, cancer of the uterus.
This is terrible.
Fibroids. It is terrible. But I was also just at that break of that bleeding. I was going through a very messy divorce with three children. And it was
very,
very difficult.
Wait a minute. This is a heart-wrenching story that, unfortunately, everybody can identify with. We're not, because you see here, this woman, she's grown up, everything's fine. She goes to Harvard, she goes to Columbia, and that. But wait a minute, hello, she's bleeding. She's not only bleeding from her physical being, she's bleeding spiritually because now she's getting a divorce. She has three kids. So you've been through stuff.
Yes. Now, until then, I was researching with patients diagnosed with cancer to find the best in integrative medicine that could be used with chemotherapy and radiation and what would help people, you know, sustain their quality of life. But when I got my bleeding, I realized that there was something off because I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. I didn't realize the role stressful lifestyle had on a person. And I'm a go-getter. I love doing the work and I love doing service, but there is an element of not being aware because of my thinking. And it was strange because I'm lying in there in the hospital, getting blood transfusions, looking at the ceiling, and I realized, oh my God, when my thoughts came down, when I settled my thoughts, and I was quiet, the bleeding just stopped. And it was so funny because I have a researcher's mind, and I could notice the direct correlation between a less busy mind, a quieted mind. And remember, I was meditating, and I was like, you know, what's going on in here? My thoughts get down, and physically I start feeling better. And I realized that's the direction to go, that there's something in the way I was thinking and using my mind to think of all the judging, the blaming, the complaining, a typical human being's mind. And I realized that, you know, and suddenly it occurred to me, what if this whole thing is just a mistake? There's no right or wrong. My husband wasn't right. I wasn't right or wrong. It was just a mistake. And I cannot tell you how much of like hope that gave me, that thinking of like, oh, he can make a mistake. It's fine. He did some of the most unloving, you know, awful stuff. But the thing was that when I looked at it, it's a mistake. He's, you know, his thinking is something that's not usually done. And I can let go. The forgiveness started coming.
So this is truly remarkable. I mean, I'm remarking upon the story that you're telling us. Again, hundreds of thousands of people around the world are hearing this. They will be listening again and sharing it because it's so compelling that here you have one of the most highly educated, one of the most caring people in the world going through very stressful situations, not recognizing even that it is that stress is causing her physical body to bleed, which is sort of hitting her over the head with a hammer, saying, wake up, please, Dr. V, we need your attention at the moment. And then recognizing that it's the calmness of her mind, of being able to let go, that may be one of the key elements of living in joy. Is that correct?
It's a very deep joy, because when you have a quieted mind, Barry, you hit the nail on the head. There is a peace and indescribable joy, because I got the how the system was working, how our minds were working. I thought that external circumstances, external situations, people, my in-laws or my husbands or whatever people, were causing me stress. It is a mind tricking us. Tricking me into thinking that the feelings that I had was coming as a result of circumstances, not because it is the cause of our perception of those circumstances, which is the thinking. The power of thought cannot be broken down into positive, negative thought. And the moment I started seeing that, I got so excited. I was like saying, oh my God, this is the cure. This is the system that I was looking for, the missing bit.
Yes.
The power of our thought.
on that particular note, I'm going to say one thing, and then we're going to go to a brief break. So everybody just stay in the edge of your seats. I have to tell you, Dr. V, I am a POT advocate. But you know why? Because POT is an acronym. It stands for the power of thought. So that's why I'm a POT advocate. So we're going to take a brief break for just about 97 seconds. Don't go away, everybody, because there's more of Dr. V when we come back, and she's going to bring us into true joy. So stay right here. Don't go away. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Me, Barry Shore here, BarryShore, BarryShore.com. That's www.barryshore.com. And the www stands for What a Wonderful World. Do you ever get frustrated by traffic? Huh? Are you fully and supremely happy at work? Well, if you are, great. And if you're not, go to www.barryshore.com and download the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back. Free, or your money cheerfully refunded. Free. Go to barryshore.com. 11 strategies for living in joy daily. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Good. Good afternoon, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Here we are at the Joy of Living, and we are welcoming back our amazingly fascinating, wondrous guest, Dr. Vijaya Nair, author, Ivy League trained physician, medical researcher, and a person who was becoming in touch with her own being. And by doing so, finding the key to open up the prison that will unlock everybody and allow them to be happy, healthy, and holy. Dr. V, we were just talking about what you found when you were able to let go. So let's continue that journey, if you'd be so kind. What is this new piece that you found when you were able to let go and recognize, okay, I made a mistake?
It's the power of thought, exactly as you said. The power is not about thinking positive, thinking negative, thinking high, thinking low. It's a spiritual gift. It's a neutral gift that all of us have been gifted by the divine. And the secret was hiding in plain sight. The ancient wisdom of the rabbis, the ancient wisdom of the Bible, the wisdom of the Vedas, the Buddhism, Every religion have been talking about it, the power of thought, the gift, the spiritual formless gift. It's like gravity is formless energy. But we know it has got implications. I mean, we don't go around saying apply gravity, apply. No, it we walk and walk and, you know, we the implications are there because it's a formless energy. And similarly, the power of thought is not a thing. It's not the content of what you think. It's the power beneath that, underneath that. And when you understand, and there's more, your feelings can only come from what you're thinking, your thought in the moment. Now, what that is a very, very precise explanation. Now, I didn't have all that in place. At that time, 15 years ago, when I was bleeding, Barry, I had like, wow, if I had less thought in my head, less thought, not positive thought, less thought, I could just, you know, I because if you're bleeding, you're like having less thought in your head because the blood is leaving your body. But at that same time, the fear wasn't there. And that was remarkable because the fear and anxiety, here I am, you know, going through a divorce, you know, three children, going to be kicked out of my home. I didn't have a job at that time. And I was like, wow, I didn't have fear. Now, imagine what a human being can do without fear and anxiety.
Whoa,
you
well,
can
let's,
create
let's talk about
anything.
That. Yes. So let's talk
you can
about
create
that because
anything.
People do. Fear is an acronym. Let's start with health. Health in our world is a great acronym that I urge everybody to learn and hear. It stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. That's what health is, helping everyone achieve life through happiness. Fear,
wonderful,
as we know, is an acronym. It stands for false expectations appearing real. They're false. In other words, Dr. V is giving us an RX. You see, here's what's so beautiful about talking with people who are so deeply rooted in learning and expressing what is in the world, not just an opinion. Here's a woman who has researched everything from the most elegant psychiatric applications of life to the deepest traumas of life. She's bleeding. She's bleeding not just physically. She's bleeding in her heart, emotionally. She's getting a divorce. She has three children. Anything and everything that a person could experience is being experienced by this woman. And now she's coming forth and telling us that by getting rid of or eliminating fear and anxiety, living in health, and not so much positive or negative thoughts, but just the ability to be, just to be, automatically stopped her flow of blood. Tell us about that. It's almost as if you're talking about some sort of spiritual element, like the Shroud of Turin started bleeding when somebody put a knife in it, and you said, oh, yeah, that's real.
It's actually your truth. Your being comes to being because when you look at it, we have 70,000 thoughts. A normal human being has between 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day. These are little thoughts. I'm not talking about that thoughts. I'm talking about the power to think. So the power to think, when you just look at it, it's like waves, you know, like little waves, the thoughts go. But if you're fearful of the waves, how can you not be fearful of the ocean? That gift. So when you start looking at the ocean, that gift, you realize the system is at work. And when the system is there, you realize, oh my God, these thoughts are going to come and go. These feelings are tied to the thought you have in the moment. Because when you watch, it's not the circumstances. It's not that horrific person or the in-law or somebody disturbing you. But the work or the scarcity conversations you have going on in your head, it's the feelings that will come from that thought in the moment. And if you just watch it, when you're in what we call the higher quality of mind, like when you go on a vacation, you can still talk, for example, a subject that is distressing to you and your spouse maybe. And it could be money. It could be the children. But you realize you're on a vacation. You're feeling happy. And you can have a quality conversation about it and actually come to solutions. Now, people people, when they don't realize the system of how your power of thought works, your consciousness works, your mind, we're talking about divine mind, intelligence. We are talking about we can plug into that source where we can find solutions through insights, through creative resilience. Inside, there is a resilience in all of us. We're just built in. It's a system. The system works. There's 100 trillion cells in our body. It works. They work by themselves by this intelligence as long as we don't put corrupting, contaminated thoughts like judgment and blame and criticism and fear and anxiety on it. We just let it go. Just breathe and let it go.
And oh, this is so wonderful, you beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal being. We here on the show, as you know, Dr. V, work with the four Ps. The four Ps are positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Now, I want to just mention, we have about 25, 30 questions up on the board from people all over the world. And one of the basic questions is the same. Well, actually, there's two that are the same. One is, why should we go around thanking so much, which I'll answer. And the second is, how do you get the system started in our lives? So there's dozens of people. So I'm going to urge people. I can give you a lot of .coms to go to. Dr. V has them and such. But what I want you to do is go to barryshore.com, BarryShore, barryshore.com. Everything you're hearing today is going to be accessed on the site. You'll be able to hear this again, and it's well worth hearing again. You're going to share it with five people, and it's very important you do that, not just for their sake, for your sake. Because when you give something of worth to somebody else, you are sowing the seeds of gratitude, of love, of harmony, of goodness, all the things that Dr. V is talking about. Now, I say Dr. V. Her name is Vijaya Nair. But it's just easier for me, with your permission, Dr. V, to call you Dr.
Absolutely.
V.
Absolutely. Call me Dr. V. Call me Dr. Vijay. That's fine.
Dr. Vijay. So the important thing is go to barryshore.com, because there's going to be so many links. There'll be so many people wanting to access what you do, because she is committed to unlocking the prison cells that people find themselves in. And interesting enough, and I do not want to minimize this, it's easier than most people realize, because we're talking about the power of thought. When you become a pot advocate, and it sounds so interesting in today's world, right? A pot advocate, a power of thought, and you begin to understand the functions of quiet mind, silent mind, the ability to listen and let go, then you can truly not only be in your own life free, but you can now help others to be free, which is what Dr. Vijay has dedicated her life to. As she wrote me, I asked her several books and quotation marks that she finds most important in her life. And one of the great books I like that she mentioned, because I happen to like it also, is the great book called Do Nothing.
That brings the three principles into life, because when you have a rough day and a rough mind and you're feeling really frustrated or angry or upset or depressed, do nothing. Watch it. This is the principles in action. Power of thought, one mind and one consciousness in play. Because if you didn't have that three principles, we're talking about principles, they are now laws that we have discovered. And that law is that all your feelings are coming from whatever thought you have in the moment. If it's a rough thought, if it's an upsetting thought, bingo, correspondingly, you will feel that corresponding anger or upset, because you cannot have a loving feeling and have a yucky thought. You cannot have that. And you realize that, oh my God, I do know that. Then you realize that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. And I quote this Pierre Teilhard de Chardin quote. It's a beautiful quote, because you realize that if you don't take action when you have a poor, what we call a poor quality of mind, your personal mind, not the intelligent mind, you just wait, and in 5 minutes somebody else might call you or something. The universe is conspiring to bring you joy. So if you just let it go and say, well, I don't have the answer to that. I know my feelings are coming from my thought in the moment, and my thought in the moment, it's really upsetting, and I'm not going to take an action right now, make a decision right now, go for a walk, change a scenario, do something with your body, and talk to a friend, and then you realize, oh my God, I had that upsetting thought, it just disappeared, and my feelings are calm. Then you make a decision. Then you talk to your wife or your spouse or your child. And, you know, that is like so such an amazing thing. And the question that somebody asked me, a dear, dear question, important question, how can I get started? You're already in it. As
right.
long as all you have psychological experiences, they are coming from your thought in the moment. That power of thought, not the content of thought. We're talking about the power. And when you realize I have the power, each baby that's born has that power. But they don't realize it. All your beliefs are thoughts. All your attitudes are thoughts. Your expectations are thoughts. So if you just watch and acknowledge, take accountability, when I'm blaming someone, that's a thought. So a circumstance can make you blame someone, can judge it. So thought, power of thought is neutral. It's neutral. When we put a judgment on, is it good, bad, ugly, terrible, that's our judging. So when we clean up that thought by having exercise or just watching it, it just goes away. It doesn't harm you. So you don't have to be harmed by a feeling. So I have people who have mental illness, bipolar disorders, or even chronically mentally ill. And all they know is you don't have to act on that thought, Dr. V. No, you don't have to act on that thought. And if I just let it watch and just let it go, oh, I don't have to feel lousy. I don't have to feel depressed. And it just went away. And that gives you so much of power over your life. And you realize that when my mind is quiet, oh my God, I have so much of happiness. I have so much of, like, you know, joy. It just comes naturally to a human being. Watch a baby. How easy the baby is to feel joy and happiness. And of course, when, you know, it poops and, you know, when it's hungry, it just, you know, cries. And then after that, it's back to its joyful state. That's who we are. We have joy and peace as our natural state. People think you have to get a next car or the next house or the next wife or husband or a boyfriend. No, you don't have to get all that to be happy. You are already happy. That's what I found. That's where I healed my condition. And that's where in that deep state of meditation, of going in, of presence, I created this whole line of supplements to help people. And it gives me great joy. And I thought, oh, that was it. That's my life. I can create this. No. The meditation, the insights that came, said, give it away. Tell people that they have this great system already in you. You just have to realize it.
This is so
Barry,
empowering.
Everything you say is so true. Right on.
It's so empowering. Dr. Vijay mentioned we have principles and law. So I want to, when people hear the word law, they tend to bristle. But I want
you
all.
Natural law.
Yeah, but so I want you all to understand that law is an acronym that stands for, you ready for this, Dr. Vijay?
Yes.
Law stands for love and wisdom.
Yes. The love, infinite love and wisdom of the universe.
Right. That's law. So she's also mentioning to us, again, remember, we're talking about a real doctor with accreditation for some of the greatest universities in the world, integrating what it is to be living in joy daily. So I mentioned to you, Dr. Vijay, when someone calls me and they ask me, how are you doing? I answer this way almost reflexively because it's true. I'm doing so well that if you put it in a bottle and sniff it, you'd be happy for a year. And I freely share it with everybody because that is what we're discussing here. Again, why are people tuning in to the joy of living from all over the world? Because you care about you, Y-O-U, E-W-E. What's in it for me? Well, what's in it for you is you are being liberated. Here you have the person, the woman, the doctor, the healer that is giving you the keys to your own kingdom to be able to live regally and in such a quiet, loving, giving, positive, powerful, purposeful, pleasant way. Again, dozens and dozens of questions up on the board here. How can we find the quiet mind and such? Again, go to barryshore.com and this segment will be linked there and you'll be able to find links that will give you access to Dr. Vijay on an unlimited basis because she is a cog. She's a channel of good, a child of God. Her whole being is given over these days to being of service. because she recognizes that service is the greatest way to live. And she wants life. Life means living for eternity. We just have a couple more minutes, Dr. Vijay. Would you be kind enough to talk to us about what it is that you have in the herbal kit that you've prepared? What things could be available to people?
Well, people want energy. Energy is a premium. And sometimes when I have patients diagnosed with cancer, and I told you about autoimmune disorders, they want safely. How can I take an energy natural product that will affect my DNA cells? So if you go to www.jivasupplements.org, Jiva spelled J.
And all of this will be on my website.
Super.
So. Super.
And if you get that there is a when I researched it and I was working on the director of research for fermented soy, and then I found out, hey, there are scientists who are doing an MD Anderson Cancer Center at Harvard, at Columbia, and St. Andrews, and they were working with people with the latest science patented products. They wanted all these products to have for their people, and I realized there's not enough proprietary formulations to help people. So in meditation, when you have insights, when you want to help people, the universe, God, divine intelligence conspires to help you. And that's what, you know, I created about 8 products. And now I'm focusing on one important product, the Jiva supplements, the fermented soy, the source of energy that, you know, you can take it 1 teaspoon, you know, twice a day. It's like, wow, gives energy. And it takes away all the mutant cancer cells, you know, in your body by having the immune system spruced up. But I'm not here to sell anything to you. Neither am I saying this is good or this is bad. But the fact that when you open up your own insights, your own wisdom, right? Your law, love and wisdom within you, you realize that spiritually we have wisdom in our body. We know what's good for us, what's not good for us. Trust it. Trust that wisdom. So when people come and speak with me or they have a discovery call with me and they want to find out how can I access this deeper part of me, I give them an access. The soulaccessmeditation.com has a 30-minute sessions with me and you can book it. You can email me because I'm very interested in people discovering it for themselves. Now, fast forward what I found 12 years later and I find out that what I'm talking about, the power of thought, mind, and consciousness, was discovered as a principle. And now it's like, wow, the principles of psychology married to spirituality has been discovered. It's called the 3 principles, the power of thought, consciousness, and mind. And there are thousands of mental health professionals, doctors, scientists, now working in like, oh my God, when we have a quiet mind, insights come. Now these principles can also be used in business, in your family life, in every aspect. Like if I have a problem and I can't answer it, sure, wait for the system to operate. Don't do anything. Let the mind rest. When the mind rests, you can have, like when you take a nap or when you have a shower, you have the answer that just comes up as an insight. And I'm here to talk to you about, when you understand the quality of the mind and where the power of thought comes in, it saves you from the limitations of your own thinking. And if you don't know what's possible, you can't take full advantage of it for yourself. Whatever you think is possible is what happens, what appears to be possible, because your thinking is creating your experience. Basically, everything you do is limited by your quality of mind and your perception of reality from moment to moment, which in turn is limited by your understanding of how the mind creates thought in the first place.
Wonderful, Dr. Vijay. As you've been saying, the world, the universe is conspiring to be of benefit to you, Y-O-U. With your permission, I am going to give you a big hug, do a wrap up, and say goodbye to everybody. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And a huge thank you. Remember, everybody, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Huge thank you to Dr. Vijay. We love you. Be well, everybody. We'll see you the next show. And remember, listen again. Share. BarryShore.com. Make it a great, wonderful day. Go forth. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, everyone.